organised because we can't get paid for cattle that's been slaughtered up to 2 years ago. So that's simple. No, and some of these farmers can't go online long and can't afford to wait.
And how many farmers are believed to be affected by this?
I can't put a figure on, but I would say it's substantially. I would say it is big. No, I can't just put a figure on it now. But at the moment here, we have a gallon of about 20 people here, but I would myself would know about 5 or 6 more, and everybody here seems to know about a couple's not paid, you know, so you're chatting about significant figures.
And how has this affected them in terms of their livelihood?
Well, if you can't get paid for your stock, you can't replace your stock, and you can't carry on your farming business and stuff, and some people can't go no further with it, you know. They're just they're as far as they can go, and they've been patient and they worked and with them the best they could, but false promises doesn't appease a bank manager.
You're saying that this protest is a last resort?
Well, I hope they'll come up with something on the minutes and stuff. I mean, why you can't pay a few farmers that owe their money, that's all we're asking for.